Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We have been following, of course, the story of South African Airways. We've been trying to understand the details around that deal. It turns out that the UDM, the United Democratic Movement, has challenged the SAA deal. Bongani Msomi, who is the Secretary General at the United Democratic Movement, joins us this morning on the line. A very, very good morning. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us. How are you?
Very good morning to you. I'm fine. And yourself?
Yeah, all good and healthy, which I guess is the most important thing at the moment. The SAA deal, of course, is one that, for good reason, South Africans tend to look at a little askance, cynically maybe, and saying, all right, what is the story here? The UDM has objected to it. Tell us, give us the background.
No, as you know, that UDM is for good and clean governance. So we've been very vocal about the things that are not going according to the norms and standards that are acceptable. One, the Harris being involved in this deal raises some eyebrows. Because as we all know, Harit was involved in unhanded deals when the PIC commission conducted its investigation. It was found unwanting because it flouted its own policies and rules. So one wonders now why the government is involving Harit in this deal, because as far as we are aware, there was a lot of recommendations that were done by the Mpati Commission. And up to now, the nation has not been taken into confidence by the government on whether those recommendations have been effected or what remedial measures that have been taken. So that is the situation where we are right now.
And what is the is there a formal process to go through to challenge this? Does information need to be provided? How does it work?
Well, what we are going to do, as we are aware that we have taken this matter, we have spoken to our lawyers, and we have got a very good chance to win this case or to reverse the step that has been taken by the Minister Koltan, because one can see that there's no due diligence that was done, whether the Harit is an appropriate partner for this deal.
Right. Do you think that realistically it can, if it's found to be problematic the way you think that it is, can it be stopped? Or is this just really about raising awareness as to what's going on, but not necessarily having the ability to stop the deal?
No, I think what is important is for the government or the ministry to tell us whether PIC or Harit has been able to correct the things that it did when the investigation was conducted. Because as I have said, that the Harit broke a number of legislation or flouted or contravened a number of legislations, even with regards to Auditing Profession Act. So one wonders how Harit can be able now to conduct itself in a professional way, especially if we are speaking of the SAA, we are speaking about a public entity where everybody, every South African has got an interest on it. And also, What is important to note is that with this deal, we were told that there was no exchange of monies that was involved. It was just a gentleman's agreement.
Yeah, it's unfortunately South Africans are very skeptical for good reason. The question as well is, and I keep wondering, is do we have the appetite to still fight it? You know, we've been worn down by the South African Airways story, by the SAA story. We are worn down by corruption. It's almost that one gets the feeling, we've got COVID happening, we're in the middle of a third wave, that people are saying, all right, you know what, we actually just can't take another thing on. What's your response to that?
Well, as UGM, we are saying we cannot rest. We will speak, we'll be the voice of reason until what we are saying has been taken into account, because what we are observing is that this government, or the government of today, doesn't want to listen. Because if it was a soccer match, we were saying it was good in scoring its own goals, because it is the same government that conducted the investigation, or that commissioned the commission of Umphathi. But now it is the same commission now that is involving Harit that was found wanting during the investigation. And we don't know, because as a result, there was a lot of investment or lost of monies that belongs to public servants that have not been recovered, because some of the companies that were given loans at that time could not honor the agreements of paying back those monies. You remember the agreement or the loan agreements that were made in 2013, they were due to be paid back in 2018, but those companies couldn't pay back. And no one is telling us what happened to those loans, whether they were just scrapped or what happened to them. Nobody can tell you up to now. Yet the commission was there. At the end of the day, one can see now, and that whatever commission that is there, it remains, they remain a talk show, because there's no follow up that are done in terms of the recommendations of those commissions. It just become as usual.
Unfortunately, we do need to leave it there. It is 8:27. I'd love your thoughts on that. That was Bongani Msomi, who is the Secretary General at the United Democratic Movement, the UDM, and talking about, of course, the South African Airways deal. Do you think that, and we don't know at this point, but is your gut that there's something strange, something corrupt, something rotten, or do you think that finally a good deal has been done? It is 8:27. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem 101.9 Chai FM. Taking a look at some of your messages, I asked you earlier, do you think that we should go to stricter lockdowns? Yossi says that no, definitely not. Level 5 would simply destroy what is left of our economy. The third wave will peak in a couple of weeks, full lockdown or not. And Yossi, I have to say that I tend to agree with you. And Science says, Howard, of course Gauteng should be locked down. If they can reimburse hospitality industry reasonably, and other businesses will suffer, but they can't. As many as that are sick and dying, many more are starving because of decreased or no income. Please understand that. It is a horrific situation with no right answers. I couldn't agree with you more. I don't believe that we should be going down to stricter lockdowns. I think that the responsibility needs to be ours, and we need to make sure that we do whatever we can so as to prevent further spread.